Peter came up and said to Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, and as he could not pay, the Lord ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him, forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused, and went and put him into prison until he could pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then the Lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should you not have had the same mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord delivered him up to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. The word of the Lord. In this parable, we find that the first servant owed the king, in today's money, several millions of pounds or dollars, while the second servant owed less than 20 pounds, or just small change. The difference between the two is staggering. This is a lesson and not just a tale. So we remember that our debt to God, compared with that between neighbours, is limitless. Our debt to our loving King is beyond all paying. Peter was being quite generous when he suggested that he must forgive his brother 7 times. For, as we read in the first 2 chapters of Amos, there is a series of, Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment. It was believed in those days that one should not try to outdo the Lord by forgiving more than 3 times. And here was Peter offering twice that many times, plus 1. As God forgave us, so we should forgive, even though, maybe, no regret or sorrow has been offered to us. It is hard for us sometimes to say with sincerity that we forgive a hurt, when no remorse has been shown, and we know that none will be forthcoming. On the other hand, if we, by our behaviour, show no remorse for our misdeeds and do not have good intentions, we have not accepted God's forgiveness, which he has already and freely given to us. That is the big difference. We have to accept God's forgiveness, which he has already given before our transgressions, where our neighbour is forgiven by us after he has hurt us. If someone whom we love has been hurt in any way, it is usually more difficult to show our forgiveness. After a war, people so often go on hating all their past enemies and their innocent descendants. True forgiveness, and not a superficial forgiveness, can be extremely difficult, but it is more fruitful than never-ending hate. Forgiveness from the heart brings lasting peace. In this parable, God is the King, as he created all things and governs all mankind. At the time of his judgment, God considers each man's life and deeds and gives to him what he deserves. He looks into the mind of each and determines our rewards and punishment. The wicked servant owed, as it were, tens of thousands of pounds. He pleads that he owns nothing with which to pay. He faces damnation. Faced with his ruin and the loss of his family, he pleads to be given time in which he can repay his debt to the king. The king, in his mercy and compassion, determines that this servant shall be punished. Why is the threat of punishment proof of God's mercy and compassion? It is because the servant pleads for mercy only after hearing the threat of punishment to be meted out to himself and his family by the king, that he pleads for mercy and his debt is forgiven entirely. The payment is not postponed, but forgiven. This servant, in his turn, immediately shows cruelty, not mercy, to his fellow servant, for he gives him no respite, which illustrates the difference between the compassion of the king and the cruelty of the servant, one for 10,000 talents, the other for 10 denarii. The king did not call his debtor wicked until he learned of his behavior towards his fellow servant, saying, "You wicked servant." This shows us that we too are wicked when we do not forgive, no matter how difficult or how unappreciated it may be. There is nothing that we have to forgive that can remotely compare with what we have been forgiven, that is, in bringing about the death of God's own Son. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or, as St. James says, for judgment